So I was just thinking, you know, even though we've got the technology and all the in the issues that we have and things like that, you still got to thank the Lord for that we can have them. You know, they can be a bit annoying, but praise the Lord, you know, we can have instruments, new musicians, and technology to be able to share the gospel. And we have a privilege to have that at this time. Other, you know, not too long ago, you didn't have those privileges. We just thank the Lord for that. I just asked if Brother Keith would like to come in and open with a word of prayer. Let's just bow our heads in prayer as he comes.
Thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us here, that you will continue to bless us as you have blessed us this morning with your pure word, Lord. Pure word in a timely manner and so on target, Lord. I do thank you for your word this morning, and I thank you for what you have prepared for us this afternoon. I pray that you would help us to be open and receptive and yielding to your word, to be hearers and doers of your word, Almighty God. Individually and corporately, Lord, I do thank you for the blessing of being here in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, Lord, though, although we do have the internet and all this sophisticated technology, Lord, that you alone are trustworthy. We can never trust in it, Lord. We are totally dependent upon you, Lord, and you never break down. You are never not there. You are always trustworthy and faithful. And I thank you, Lord, that you are our God, that you are our Father, in Jesus' mighty name, and the confidence that we have in you. Thank you for your blessings with and over us, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing number 172, Majesty. Worship His Majesty.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority flows from His throne unto His own. His anthem rings. So exalt, lift up on high the name of Jesus. Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus the King. My everything, He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave Himself for me, made everything new. He Now how about you, sweet honey in the rock, sweet honey in the rock, for He tastes like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Like honey in the rock. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything. honey in the rock. Sweet honey in the rock. For he tastes like honey in the rock. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. For he tastes like honey.
Let's sing, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." It feels that way. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined in. As we travel this song, for I'm a part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by as we travel this song, for I'm a part of the family of God.
We'll sing one more and then we'll have testimonies this afternoon. Let's sing. Great is the Lord, number 179.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of his Mount Zion on the sides of the city of the great King. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful situation, the joy of on the sides of the moon, the city of the great King.
Testimonies. Is there any testimonies this afternoon of what the Lord has done for them? Sister Barbara, thank you, Brother Keith. If you, oh, well.
A testimony on behalf of Robin Eccles-Smith. She had to go for tests again, and she said she was very grateful. She didn't have to have anything done. Everything was normal, no problem. So she said, thank you for your prayers, and she's praising the Lord.
This morning's meeting because I feel very forgiven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord.
The Well, I'd like to give thanks to the Lord. On Thursday evening, I was driving to Tina's place, and it was dark. And I was going down Kelvin Street, and parked on the side of the road was a camper van, and reasonably wide. And anyway, I was just passing him, and all of a sudden, someone on a bike, a man with no lights and dark clothing, came rushing out of his driveway or whatever. And I'd just like to give praise to the Lord that I wasn't going fast, and that he wasn't hit. He was, I could have been closer, but I wasn't. But it was a bit, I thought, oh, thank you, Lord, for saving that man and for saving me from hitting him. So I just give all praise to the Lord.
Are you grateful for all those things that he looks after us? Is there anybody else? Thanks, Brother Keith.
God bless you, everybody. I'd just like to thank the Lord for himself when he comes to you and tells you, my grace is sufficient, and you walk in the freedom. You know, his grace is sufficient. So I go about my day praising the Lord. Nothing's negative because everything's positive. So I'm out working in the community. I'm driving everywhere. And I'm just happy within myself. So I go into homes. I go with my happiness. I'm free. Go into the homes and create that atmosphere of positive. And and I'm blessed to be with the people because I go there with the heart to help them. And they're blessed with, you know, just having that atmosphere of cheerfulness around them. And so praise the Lord. Thank you for my grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. One from Brother Lee as well.
A lot of walking for our brother here. Talking about the accidents, we were blessed not to be in one. Last Tuesday, Barbara and I were in Napier, and we were just coming in to go on to Hastings, and we'd been out along the Marine Parade there, just where all the tall pine trees are, and cars in front of us were just starting to pile up. Barbara was actually driving this vehicle, and I said, there's something wrong here, because there was a lot of branches and things were on the roadway, Tar Seal, and there weren't cars coming the other way. And what we found out, and I said, well, there's an accident, a major one, right in front of us, which was by about two or three vehicles. There's a truck that had turned over, truck and trailer, smashed some trees, went through the fence right on the beach area. We were there before the ambulance, and we were there before the police, and we could hear sirens and everything. And so we could have been in it, but the Lord just saved us, because that very morning, Barbara and I, knowing we were going to be away, said, thank you, Lord, for watching over us to and from Napier, and he always watches over us, but you know what? We always ask as well. And we were safe, and we said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Let's have one more, and then I'll ask Brother Hill to come. It's a lovely, lovely name. The name of Jesus.
It's a lovely, lovely name, the name of Jesus. It's a lovely, lovely name from heaven above, dispelling the clouds of doubt and fear, filling his hand, his heart with change. It's a lovely, lovely name. The name I love is a lovely, lovely.
the Lord. I'm turning on my radio microphone. Going now? Yeah, it is. I'd rather get rid of this. Lovely. All right, praise the Lord. Well, just want to say about the message this morning, it's more to it than meets the eye. It's something you really need to listen carefully to. So not just, oh, salvation means you gave in the front and gave my heart to the Lord, and then next time I have to go down again. It goes deeper than that. It's a thorough work of grace from the beginning. So I really encourage you, if you've got time to see it again, it's on the internet, of course, and it's not my words, it's his words. Praise the Lord. I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's word from Psalm chapter 137. Psalm chapter 137, verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth. I'll explain that in a minute. Saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Sing us a chorus or a hymn. That's what they're saying. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning ability to play. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, Lord, I just always have a little weeping feeling in my heart when I read this. Because I know, Lord, it happened. It was very real. And I'm afraid, Lord, it's going to happen again to many. But Lord, we pray it won't happen to us, that we'll be careful. Help us, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless your word to our hearts, Lord. We thank you for your love for us, your care for us, and keeping power. Bless each one, those listening too, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, when I was a kid, I remember this song being sung. I used to hear it on in the shops and that when they're playing it. By the Rivers of Babylon. Who remembers that song? You remember that? Oh, we're all about the same age then. By the Rivers of Babylon. And I used to think, well, that's quite a nice little, happy little tune. But it was actually a very sad one. I didn't realise what it meant. So I want to speak about that today, and may the Lord help us to get something from it that will help us all. This scripture is not just a poem or a song like it was back in the early days. It's actually telling us a very sad story. A very sad story. Sometimes we sing a song, as Brother Lee often says, without understanding what we're singing. And that's not good. This psalm or the song has a deep meaning and a lesson for us. But just a little background to the story, to why this happened. Jerusalem was God's chosen place of worship. It still is. Amen. And Abraham was promised it. We know that if we read our Bible, know the little history on that. Moses led Israel to possess it. Solomon built the temple under God's direction there. And God dwelt in person in the holiest of holies. God was in that temple by his mighty power. And as long as the Jews, even today, remain in Israel, if you're listening, Israeli people, take this on board. As long as the Jews remain in Israel and keep the Lord's commandments, they will be blessed. Even today, for a Jew to be blessed of God, they need to be back in the land of Israel. That's where God put you, especially in this hour. It's very important you're in Israel. And God is sending his two prophets, you'll read the Bible, to Israel. And finally, Jesus himself will reveal himself to his brethren. It'll be the hand of God, and they'll see who the Messiah really is. However, the Jews had walked away from God, going back in history. They had walked away from God, and the Babylonian armies came in. They were sent by God to capture Israel and to take them into exile. It was like a little judgment. And they were taken to Babylon as slaves to the Babylonians. And our story begins right here. They are slaves. In Babylon, down by the river, they found themselves destitute. All these Jews were down by the river of Babylon, and they were destitute. This very much has a spiritual message for every believer today. Many problems are self-inflicted. Let me say this again. Many problems are self-inflicted. We get ourselves into a mess instead of being led of the Lord. Now, the Jews were very blessed when they served the Lord in Jerusalem, as we just said. When they walked in the light of God's word, when they feared the Lord and worshipped him, Jerusalem was where the Jews felt God's presence, and that you can even feel it today. I don't care whether they have missiles going over or not. It's a wonderful feeling to be in Israel. I've been there. There's a feeling about it. I said, Lord, you walk these streets. It's just wonderful. And the servants of God walk these streets. You know, going down to Herod's house, and oh man, it's quite an experience. I really appreciated going there. And they, when they walked in the light of God's word, and they feared the Lord and worshipped him, Jerusalem was where the Jews felt God's presence. And they could sing, and they could praise him. You ever seen the Jews sing? You ever seen them dance? Wonderful. They get in circles. They go around. It's a really lovely thing to watch. And they sing from their hearts. There's such a joy there. It's such a presence. When you see them singing the praises of God. Why? Because they're God's people. God chose them. They didn't choose God. God chose them. And we can see this in Chronicles. We go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 11. We see, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord. Just finished, it must have been a beautiful thing to see. And the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord, and his own house was prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I've heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. You know, brother and sister, God chooses the place for you to be in. And you've got to stay there. If God calls you to a place, you need to be there. Now mine eyes shall be opened, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. And I believe God hears our prayers made in this place. Who believes that? Yes. And his ears are attent unto our prayers. Unto the prayer that is made in this place. If I shut the heaven and there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, this goes for us too, because we are Gentiles. We are spiritual Israel, you know that. We all are. The Bible says so, through Christ. Which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Who's been humbling themselves lately and praying? And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. Hallelujah. And I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Praise be to God. But now we find themselves in a strange land, not in Israel. They're in Babylonia. And what we all have to be careful about, talking to us here, after the Lord's blessing us and he's encouraged us, we need to continue serving him. We don't quit. We must continue serving the Lord. Dwelling in his house, walking daily in his word. And Israel neglected the blessings of God and began to flirt with other gods. Can you believe people that knew God? Can you believe that people that walked through the Red Sea, they saw the pillar of fire, they saw the cloud by day, could go turn to some other god, an image of some description? And it brought them into bondage of the enemy. In James 4:4 we read, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God?" You're friendly with the world, it's enmity against God. "Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God." Now, it doesn't mean you have to be nasty to the world. And I think you should be polite and everything. I mean that. But when we start taking on their ways, we're in trouble. And the big changes started happening. They did not realize that flirting with the world brought them into bondage of the enemy. Flirting with the world brings you into bondage of the enemy. In James 4, I think I read that, didn't I? Well, not bad. "It wasn't long before they found themselves in a strange land among wrong company. They were amongst worldly, ungodly people. And now under their influence and power." You see, brother and sister, that's not how it starts out, but that's how it ends. You don't think it takes as much just to go along with the world and keep mixing with them. It'll have an effect on you. Slowly but surely, it takes its effect. You see, Satan offers you an inch, but he actually takes a whole mile of compromise. A child of God soon wakes up. And this is a terrible experience for a child of God to wake up. I know what I'm talking about. To wake up and find yourself in a strange land. I'm not talking about being over in a podiki somewhere. I'm not talking about that sort of land. I'm talking about you being in a situation that's very unusual for you to be in. Away from the presence of God, in a very unsavory atmosphere where God cannot be found. You know, the prodigal son, he came to that revelation. He thought he was having a great time. "Oh, God's blessing me. I can get what I like. I got friends everywhere." But then he came to himself in the middle of a stinking pig's pen. But you know, the stinking pig's pen woke him up. And brother and sister, these Jews found themselves with the enemy walking in their country along their shores, the Babylonians' river. I don't know what it's called, the Babylonian river, but it was their river. And Luke 15:15, we read what Jesus said. "And he went and joined himself into a citizen of that country," talking about the prodigal. "And he sent him into the fields and to feed swine," that's pigs. "And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk of the swine that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him." He must have been really hungry. "And when he came to himself," oh, listen to this. "When he came to himself," he came to, "the lights came on." "How many hired servants in my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, And I'll say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. It never started out that way, but that's where it ended up. He was having a great time of riotous living, the Bible says. Riotous living. Everything was going good for him. But Satan had a bigger plan. And you know, sometimes it looks good for you, but be careful. Satan has a bigger plan. And Israel had allowed themselves to slip into bondage of the Babylonians. The Bible warns us not to be entangled with the world again. The Bible warns us not to be entangled with the world again. Brothers and sisters, this is not a subject. This is a lesson for you and I. In Galatians 5:1 it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. We spoke about it this morning. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, getting caught up in the wrong things. The devil begins to increase the torment. And Israel's captors began to mock them. For they, says in Psalm 137:3, for there they carried us away captive, required of us a song, because they were prisoners. They had to do as they said to them. We want you to sing a chorus, brother, mocking them. And they wasted us, required of us mirth. Mirth means joy. We want you to sing this. Jesus is a wonderful Savior. Sing, sing, come on, sing. Be happy about it. And they're in total bondage. Their life is at jeopardy. Saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. But they've slipped into this condition. That's what mirth means, with joyfulness. When we are downhearted because we forsook our Lord, we didn't think it mattered, but it did. It is so hard to pray when you're down. Is that true? Diane said, yeah. I say, yeah. Has anyone else have found that? It's so hard to pray when you're down. And to sing joyfully when you're down. If somebody's really down. Come on, brother, sing a happy song for us. We can't sing praise to God in a compromising situation. We've got ourselves into a situation and you want the blessings to fall. And how can we testify of the Lord? We've gotten ourselves into a strange land. And Psalm 137 verse 4 says, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. In other words, her ability to play his guitar, your guitar. That's what it means. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave the top of the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. You see, brother and sister, this was a very serious and sobering matter. When you get outside of the will of God and you allow yourself to mix with the world all the time, you're spending all your time with the world and very little time with the kingdom of God and the children of God. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the top, the roof of my mouth. And they came to themselves at this time. Such remorse and disappointment got a hold of them. And they wept. They weren't singing, they were weeping. When they begin to think of Zion, they begin to think of their lost opportunities. You see, brothers and sisters, a lot of people here don't realize they're missing out. Not even being here in the service, they're actually missing out. It'll come to them one day, the opportunities I had to be in fellowship and to sing the songs of Zion, and now we can't. It's a bitter pill. It really is. Don't let us get caught into that. They remembered the good days in Jerusalem. They recalled the wonderful times of singing and worship in Jerusalem. Bible says in Isaiah 51 verse 11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. The everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. That's when they were in the right place. They remembered the wonderful meetings they were in. I want to say something to us here. What Brother Branham said, God's servant and prophet to our generation. This is what he said. Remember, my brother and sister, after the tremendous outpouring of God's Spirit, the discerning of the hearts and thoughts, and the healings of bodies. This is what he said. Remember, that one day you'll weep and cry and beg to have a meeting like you've just had today. Absolutely. We had the blessings. God was with us, and then we neglected such an opportunity. Listen to this very sobering prophetic statement. He says here, when God sends forth a message and tells the people and they don't receive it, then he withdraws his servant and sends his plagues and famines, death spiritually, brother, and also physically. You watch for a depression, brother. You think you've seen something, you just wait after a while. Now this is coming. It'll come after a while. You haven't seen nothing. You think you're dying for a good spiritual revival? You're dying for it? You wait till after a bit. You just wait long and cry to hear the word of God. I wonder how many thousands, hundreds of thousands across the world give anything to be here and to hear the word of the Lord. There'll be a famine in the last days, he said. Said the prophet, and not for bread and water alone, but for the hearing of the true word of God. And that voice will be quiet in the wilderness somewhere, hid away. How many hungry-hearted people seeking God would give anything to sit in this meeting tonight, he said. Let me give you a sight that's sickly. How many people have sunk beyond the regions of mercy into a devil's hell and a torment of a nightmare? How they'd love to come back and have one more chance. And what would they do tonight if Jesus would come to hell and knock at their heart? You turn me away in this day, in the days of your calamity. When you call, I'll only laugh. This is the day. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Yet many of you, maybe, has waited for years. He's knocked and knocked and knocked, and you don't answer. He's a good God, as Oral Roberts has often stated. He's a good God. He's a God of mercy. And he's also a God of judgment. Sobering words, brethren. And I believe it's happening all over the world, even as I speak. But it'll be too late then. Opportunities have passed. Like the children in Babylon. They remembered the wonderful testimony they showed to others. The great peace of soul they had when they retired each night. How they were caught in the snare of unbelief. And I say this to us here. Our only hope, their only hope, was to cry out for mercy. Who believes in mercy? Who believes God is a God of mercy? That's where we need to do ourselves what we need to do ourselves. When we find Our walk with the Lord is becoming cold and indifferent. We find we cannot sing the songs of Zion. People sit in a meeting, not even sing, just not even singing. Something wrong. From our heart, back to our scripture in Chronicles, it says 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Who wants to do that? Humble ourselves and pray. And seek my face, the Lord says, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Praise be to God. You know, the prodigal son made an instant decision. What a beautiful decision he made in the middle of the stinking pig pen. I go back to my father. Something clicked in his heart that this is not the place for me. I'm going back to my father. And all we can do is go back to our heavenly father. We find ourselves in a sticky position. Return to him with a repentant heart, and he'll gladly receive us if we mean it. We read this morning, he will not turn anyone away that come to him. I will in no wise cast out. So brothers and sisters, so we can get down and pick up our guitars again. They put their harp on a willow tree, hung it on this. I'll just have to hang this up. I can't sing anymore. So they hung it on a willow tree, which is growing right next to the Babylon River. Brother and sister, we can pick up our harp. We can pick up our piano, Brother Peter. And we can start playing with joy because we put things right with God. Who loves the Lord? Shall we just stand for prayer? Thank you, Lord. The rivers of Babylon. By the rivers of Babylon. Lord, may we learn from this writing that actually happened, Lord. They could no longer sing. They could no longer play their harps. They remembered the Zion. They wept. They remembered the good services. They remembered the times when they waited on you. And now it's been taken from them. I pray, Lord, that you'll help us all to get back to that place where we walk with you and commune with you and love you and serve you. Forgive us, Lord, for our waywardness, our wasted years. Lord, may we get back and redeem the time, knowing that the days are evil, Lord, and the world out there is starving for reality. You know they are, Lord. We know they are. Let us be a faithful witness for thee. Lord, we just commit ourselves to you. Pray that you'll speak to our hearts and those listening with us in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. What's that one you're playing, Brother Peter? Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever on him. Many friends and dear loved ones have lost their way. They have lost their vision. You know, this song really puts it in place. They've lost their vision of the Lord. They found themselves in a strange situation. They miss out on the fellowship. They miss out on the prayer. The times of richness of the Lord. Let's get back to our Lord, brothers and sisters. Brother Tim, would you like to come? Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes in.
No, I didn't have my book. You wouldn't have another? Send the fire, yeah. Send the fire.
Christ of burning cleansing flame, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Thy blood more gift today we claim, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Look down and see this lady cross, give us the promise only want another Pentecost. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Call all the night to hear our cry. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Make us fit to live or die. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. To burn up every trace of sin, to bring the light and glory in. The revolution now begin. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. 'Tis fire we want, for fire we plead. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Fire meet our every need. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. For strength to everything we cry, for grace to conquer in the fight, for power to walk the world and wide. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. To be send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. To live a dying will to save. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Oh, seize on the altar lay. Our lives are all this very day. To crown the offering now we pray. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire.
Let's just close in prayer and then we'll see if we've got another song there before we begin. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, as we go our way, Lord, may we just meditate upon these things, Lord. I'm so sure, Lord, in each heart, Lord, that we desire that fire, Lord, just to come in, Lord, and burn out every trace, Lord, that's not of you, Lord, and just lead us upon the way. As we walk in the week, Lord, as we meet people, as we go about our jobs and each thing, Lord, that you would be in all of it, Lord, that you would guide us and lead us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. And we, Lord, thank you that you've brought us thus far and you started the good work, Lord, and you see us through to the end, Lord. And we give you praise, we give you glory for each one here, Lord, as we go our way. I just pray a blessing upon each one and those that might listen as well. May you bless them, Lord, and be their portion today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanks. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and I'll be out.